back to the Forever Home Rescue Foundation's podcast series. Fall is upon us. There's a bit of chill in the air, and we're excited to go apple picking and get our pumpkins ready for Halloween. We're also very excited to be back with you with our podcast. AFH is an all-breed dog rescue group serving the D.C. metro area, and you can find us online at www.aforeverhome.org. I'm David, and with me, as always, is Lauren. We have a great interview with Dr. Martin Tohill. At least we think it's great, one of AFH's veterinarians. And before we get to that, we're just going to do a couple of one announcement, a couple of updates on our dogs. And Lauren is going to do the tell you about an important event coming up. Lauren, how are you doing? How's school going?
Eighth grade is going well. And coming up in November, November 9th to be exact, from noon to 5, is our Recycle Your Outdated Electronics and Save a Dog's Life event. Electronics you can donate include computers, laptops, radios, car stereos, cell phones, home phones, printers, copiers. We have a flyer with more things listed that you can find on our website, AFH.
www.aforeverhome.org. That's right on the first item on the website currently is the Recycle Your Outdated Electronics event. That was a great rundown, Lauren. Thank you for that. It is a great way. We've all got this stuff lying around the house. Get it out of there. Get it to us. And we'll make it, we'll put it to a good use. So please, that is an addition. It's at the Petco, where we have our usual Adoption Day events. And we'll have that address a little later. From noon to 5 in conjunction with our regular adoption event from 1 to 4, Sunday, November 9th. Do not miss it. I want to take a moment to update you on Natalie's condition. You may remember from last month's podcast or from visiting our website. Natalie is a dog, really sweet girl who had a condition in her back legs that caused them to be deformed. She had surgery recently to remove one of the legs in the hope that the other would be usable. That she's done well post-surgery. Foster is taking great care of her. Still yet to be determined how the how her other leg is gonna take and if she's gonna be able to use it. But she is resting comfortably. We really appreciate all the outpouring of support and financial contributions for Natalie. Please go to the website www.aforeverhome to see some pictures and to see this information as well. And also another dog, McKenna, who came to us from a rural rescue with one of her legs broken clean through, most likely from blunt force trauma. She'd had surgery to try to repair that leg. Unfortunately, she is going to have that leg amputated. Again, more information on both Natalie and McKenna. And I'll say it again because you can't say it enough. The financial support, the Facebook posts, the kindness and attention given to both of these dogs has been tremendous. We thank you for it. Again, go to the website to see the updates, and if you can help some more, please do. So without further ado, we're going to get to our interview with Dr. Martin Tohill, again, one of AFH's veterinarians. Listen closely. You'll get our pet tips of the month included in the interview, and we thought it'd be fun to get some perspective from a veterinarian who's had a lot of experience with working with our rescue. So here we go, our interview with Dr. Martin Tohill. We're very pleased to be joined today by Dr. Martin Tohill, veterinarian to AFH. He is with Northern Virginia Veterinarian Associates. Dr. Tohill, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. I'd like to start with a couple of introductory questions. You've been practicing veterinary medicine for over 20 years. When did you know you wanted to be a vet?
Really not until after college. I was a late bloomer. I was working with a veterinarian. You done? Okay. Working with a veterinarian and got introduced to the whole concept. Actually, before that, my roommate in college was pre-vet. I was pre-med, and I teased him unmercifully for not wanting to be a real doctor. And so he got to get back to me years later and tease me for now becoming a veterinarian.
Did he stick it? Did he
absolutely.
Me as a vet?
Oh, yes.
To be, yeah.
He was one born, I know I wanted to be a vet, so grew up, went on, runs a practice in Texas, does a very good job with it.
Well, very good. How did you get involved with a Forever Home?
Frankly, Carmen called me out of the blue looking for help with a rescue group. Really, from the first phone call, we just clicked. Carmen and Forever Home and I and the practice just really get along very, very well. They run an exceptionally good rescue group. They give exceptional medical care and other care to the animals, so it's fantastic working with them.
And you've mentioned that, and that's one of the things that's made the biggest impression on me as I've become more involved with AFH, is the amount of care, time, and attention it takes to get a dog ready to be adopted. And no small part of that can be medical attention. Are there any particular challenges you see or deal with rescue dogs?
Almost all of them come in skinny, dirty, flea-ridden, sometimes tick-ridden, occasionally other parasite-ridden. Fortunately, most of what I do for them is the basics. You know, get rid of the parasites, help take care of them, tell the fosters, do not feed this dog to make it heavy because it is going to gain weight. One of my favorite things to holler at them about. They all gain weight. They all look really, really good after a few months of TLC.
Are there any particular health conditions you encounter more with rescue dogs as a part of that? Or every dog's unique?
Dog is unique. I would say demodectic mange, which is to say puppy mange. I've treated more of that in Forever Home dogs than any other dogs. Heartworms, actually, if I were to go back and look, I can almost name the two or three non-Forever Home dogs with heartworms that I've treated. Every other dog has been a dog they've been rescuing from out in the country, and they'll die of heartworms if they don't get treated. So that's especially good that they're bringing these dogs in.
Okay, that is a great segue to our next question. A regular feature of our podcast is the pet tip of the month. What, other than regular vet visits, what are the two or three or four best practices for people to do at home to raise healthy and happy dogs?
Talking about raising healthy and happy dogs, the first thing I tell people is take your puppy to puppy classes. In the exam room, your vet has 15 minutes to go over 100 health items. Although we like talking about behavior and training, it gets sort of crushed in with everything else. The things you can learn in a puppy class, things the dog learns in the puppy class are terrific. Tell me if I need to shorten it up a bit, or we can edit it. Puppy class. Brushing a dog's teeth, I honestly believe in the 20 plus years I've been a vet, that seeing the huge change from nobody did anything to their dog's teeth to now we do regular dental care, including brushing at home, I really think it's made a huge difference in their overall health and well-being. And so it's the first thing that I try to teach people to do, brush your dog's teeth.
And how often should people be doing that? And
I say the same thing every time. Daily is perfect, weekly is excellent, monthly is very good, and a couple of times a year is something. You know, if you grab the toothbrush Christmas and Easter and brush the dog's teeth, well, then that's something.
Very good. Any other tips?
Nothing unusual. Heartworm care is important, getting them on heartworm preventatives, flea and tick prevention. And you said, besides that, regular vet visits. But having somebody objectively look at your dog, the number of times that dogs come in, and that just over the year, you're taking care of your dog, you're petting him, you're talking to him, and to have somebody just stand back and say, well, look at him. He's too heavy. He's too skinny. Yes, his skin doesn't look quite right. We can help out a lot.
Dr. Tohill, thank you very much. Is there anything else you would like to add? Any other advice, maybe specifically for folks that are thinking about rescuing a dog from the perspective of a vet, you might add?
My favorite thing is, if you're not familiar with dogs, volunteer as a foster for Forever Home. You get to get the dog into your house, you get to learn about dogs, you get the support from Forever Home. When you see weird things going on, you can ask Forever Home. You get the medical support from Northern Virginia Vets, and it's just a way to get your feet wet. And after your third or fourth or fifth dog, as the joke goes, oftentimes people become foster failures. This dog, I can't let go. It's got to be my dog.
Right. So. Fantastic. That is, couldn't have said it better for all of us at AFH. Dr. Tohill, thank you very much again for taking the time to be with us today. I want to take a minute just to say that Dr. Tohill is a part of Northern Virginia Veterinary Associates, which has four locations across Northern Virginia: Chantilly Animal Hospital, Centerville Square Animal Hospital, Companion Animal Clinic in Fairfax Station, and Falls Church Animal Hospital. And its website is novavetpet.com. That's NOVAVETPET.com. There is a lot of information at that site, so please do check it out. And Dr. Tohill, thank you again for appearing on the podcast and for all you do to make AFH's mission a success. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, we hope you enjoyed the interview with Dr. Tohill. We really appreciate his joining us. And a couple things before we get out of here. Just a reminder again, at our website, www.aforeverhome.org, you can find easy links to all our social media platforms and lots of other information on the website. Check it out regularly.
Just a reminder that we will be having our regular adoption events on September 21st, September 28th, October 5th, and October 12th. Those are our closest dates to us.
But before our next podcast.
Yeah. And these adoption events are from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Petco in Greenbrier Town Center, 13053 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway, Route 50, just west of the intersection with the Fairfax County Highway.
That does it for episode 10 of our podcast series. Have a great rest of September. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next month.